Hi, y'all. My name is Danasia, and I'm a 22-year-old type A black girl from Las Vegas who just moved to New York City last year to work for L'Oreal as a financial analyst.
Hey, y'all. My name is Faith, and I'm a 23-year-old type A black girl from AZ living in Denver, working remotely for Cisco as a business analyst.
This season is finally here, and we can't wait to share more about our personal lives, working big girl jobs,
relationships, and life in general as type A black girls. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Season 8 of Type A Black Girls.
For us, this is our last episode in the studio.
Yes, bro. It's been a week. Literally been a week, and literally some of the most insane things that are going to happen this week haven't even happened.
Not yet, because, yeah. I mean, I guess we can announce them now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to go to a little Netflix premiere party. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
We dropped a little hit in the group meet. Everybody's like, what?
Honestly, I didn't know. When she dropped in the group meet, I said, what are you talking about on Netflix?
Because Lotto's performing at the Netflix premiere.
Yeah.
And we're going to be there. So, you know, the dress code is what, 70s?
Strictly 70s, 80s.
Miami 70s, 80s attire.
Miami? Why did they add? I didn't see that one.
I don't know, but I looked at the bottom and it said Miami's 80s.
Did they give us a Pinterest board?
Nothing.
Okay, well, frick. How am I supposed to know if I'm going to be turned out the door? They said turned out the door if you're not wearing the freaking...
I genuinely don't know. I don't know if we're giving New York 70s, 80s, Miami. Honestly, we're just going to put on some sparkles and call it a day.
And hope for the best. Because sparkles and some boots. I think we'll be good.
I think we'll be fine.
Yeah.
If they turn us away, we get away. We get up in there.
I'm leaving here with something.
One way or another. So, you know, that's our end.
Yeah.
Also, let's talk about our dinner tonight.
You know, okay. So, we went to dinner. And, you know, Danasia gets there. And, you know... I get there, and we're having a really, really fun time, and we look at the menu.
And I looked at the menu beforehand, but I looked, but I was just like, you know, you're not registering.
Yeah, like, what's actually going on? Yeah.
I realized a lot of things on that menu were seafood, and if y'all don't know, I've told a story before, like, I have lied for years that I was allergic to seafood.
Absolutely.
Like, people were like, oh, shellfish, I would say anything under the water I'm allergic to, because I just could not get... I just can't eat seafood for some reason.
Yeah.
Shrimp, I've dabbled and dibbled.
Yeah, you know,
I've tried my best.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if it swims, it's not going in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, that's
crazy. And me is crazy.
It's crazy. But I'm going to have to cut that. Anyway, I was just like, okay, so long story short, I was like, okay, one of my goals this year was to expand my food palette.
Yeah.
Because I tried sushi once and I just never gave it another shot.
But that was a California Roll Moms.
But it still counts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for you, because, you know, you've come a long way.
I'm a big texture person, so I was just like, you know, like, the texture thing will really blow me. If it feels slimy, I'm not eating it.
No, absolutely. I completely believe you. I've seen it.
You've literally seen it in action.
Yeah, so we start ordering, and it's like a prefix menu. Like, it's already made for you. So it's 3, 3, and 2 for dessert. So appetizer, we're looking, and I'm like, is this all raw? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, huh. All right, well, I'm here. Let me just go ahead and I think I didn't get salmon, but I got something. It wasn't. I don't know.
I think it was a scallop.
No, it wasn't the scallop. It was one more. I'll have to look at the menu, but it was something that it was raw. Okay. Yeah. Nothing cooked. And so it was like this nice cream. So it comes up in this nice bowl, nice cream sauce, green with jalapenos. I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, okay, well, there's about 6 or 7. Like, I have to finish all of this. And honestly, it wasn't bad. It really was decent.
And I tried it, guys. I'm so proud.
I was like, Mom, I'm going to cut you a small piece. Because I knew, I was like, not the full one. Because the person we went to, it was one of the producers at this WTF Media Studios. And he literally was like, I'm saving this one for you.
Like, and here's the thing. I'm looking around trying to procrastinate the piece. I'm like, thinking everybody forgot about it.
Yeah.
A long story short, I tried raw salmon tonight.
Yes, and raw something else. I will find exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But please describe while I'm looking up. Please describe what yours looked like and what it tasted like.
Okay, so, I will say the one that he had was the best flavor.
Yeah, best flavor. For hands down.
I was like, okay, now the texture I was trying to get behind, but the flavor for sure was there.
Yeah.
Mine, they brought out the salad. And mind you, since everything on the menu was raw, I was just thinking those little oranges was salmon or some type of fish.
Yeah, you were really procrastinating eating. And I was like, Mom, that's an orange.
And I was like, oh, okay. Because I don't know what it looks like. Because I was like, I'm not really sure. But the pineapple, remember the pineapple that we had? They put like a hot sauce on it. The first bite I took, I'm thinking it's like a cream sauce or something sweet. It's literally like very hot sauce on pineapple. I literally almost gagged when I first ate it.
I believe you.
And I was like, oh, wow, that's a surprise.
It was the tartest pineapple I've ever tasted in my entire freaking life.
But I will say, following it up with the salmon was not bad.
No, the salmon, it was slimy. But I think I just had an, I just imagined how salmon tasted. And it wasn't that.
No, it wasn't.
It really wasn't that. It was just, it was a little slimy, but it was a really good flavor.
But it was also raw. So the fact that we,
like, we did it.
We did that.
And that was on your bucket, not your bucket, that was 2024 goals.
Yeah,
to do that.
I was like, oh, this is one of my goals. And they're like, okay, we'll eat it. I said, oh.
freak me, huh?
Gagged me there.
No, literally, it was called Hiramasa. I don't know. We went to Bar Tulik's. He had a salmon sashimi. I had Hiramasa leche de tigre. And... We didn't have no scallop cruda. She had some.
I had a platter of fruit
citrus salad. Yeah. Mind you, it was just fruit placed nicely with some hot sauce.
Yeah.
Some tahini.
Literally.
What did we have for lunch? I mean, for mains, we actually had, build your own tacos.
Yeah.
And honestly, I had some of the best salmon, cooked salmon I've had. And the thing is, excuse me, usually I will have like very overdone salmon. Like I like my salmon overdone. It wasn't, and it was so buttery.
Mm.
It was really good, moms. And they gave us like six, like it was more tostadas than anything.
Yeah.
And I was like it was hard to eat because you had to put this stuff on, then you had to eat it, but then it's slipping and sliding because of sauce. Yeah, but it was good.
It was bomb. The chicken I had, I don't know what they put in that, but they did their best.
They definitely ate.
So go to restaurant week. This is your sign. Yeah, that was amazing.
It was a fun time. So after we were kind of recapping, and then Asia goes ahead and sees a rose shop or something. Like there's literally roses like spilling out. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like a little party in there or something. And Asia, what do you say when you see this? And there's a restaurant right next to you. A beautiful restaurant.
Beautiful
Think of like
restaurant.
Lady and the Tramp style.
Oh, so I'm looking at that. I see the roses. I see the setup in the flower shop. Then I see the restaurant we were right nearby. I said, oh, I'm making somebody's son take me here.
Yeah. And I said, Mom, why would you say that?
Like, because it was a good plan. I was like, that's literally so easy. Like, I'm going to tell him, okay, yeah. We can go to this restaurant. Mm-hmm. He's going to see them flowers. It's literally right there.
He's going to say, where do you want me to take you? Because he's not going to make it. He's not going to think about it.
He better.
But on the off chance that he doesn't.
If he missed that big of a mark, like, it's literally, like, they had rose petals outside of the shop on the sidewalk. Like, you couldn't miss it. You had to walk past to get to the restaurant.
So you're going to have him, so you guys are
going to have him walk
me
that way. Yeah. We're going to go to the restaurant first.
And that's the test.
Where do we go? And he's going to see them rose petals on the floor. If we walk over the rose petals, that's the last date. Because, bro, the shop's right there.
It's literally made for you, pre-planned literally for you.
Literally. Everything, I'm not going to lie, the whole trip walking over here, Faith was like, why would you say that? Because then we kept going a little bit further. I'm telling her, like, something. And there's this guy sitting on the corner of this store. Dead ass looks just like David Dobrik. I kid you not. He looks
Do exactly how you did
image.
As we're walking.
And as we're walking... He was already crouched down, and I'm not that far from the ground.
He's not.
But I had to get down. I said, is that David Dobrik?
She literally goes, is that David Dobrik? I'm like,
to his face.
And he literally looks up, and I'm like, Moms, why would you say
it looked like, just like him.
I said, Moms, well, even if it was, what would you have done? I guess she was a vlog squatter.
I love the vlog squad. I used to watch all their vlogs before they got a little problematic.
Yeah.
You know.
Real bad.
But really, like, back in the day,
I like, always get on these trends late. I got on it right before they got a little bit. And I was like, all right, well.
Yeah. No.
Like, every day.
Peak, when they were posting, it was really good. They were funny. I'll give them that.
Yeah, and my college roommate was like, you have to watch this. It's so funny. I watch it every single day. Okay, you know, it was decent, but I was just like, not every day. I'm not doing that. Okay. I can tell you that. I'm thinking of right now. Okay, Mom, so let's go. Udin.
Oh, Udin.
Yes.
Guys.
This is our last Udin.
This is our last Udin, and I messed up this Udin, guys. This is a monochrome look. I had a matching hat, and I literally opened the suitcase, and I said, where's the hat?
You, 2 years ago, if you would, I don't know if I would be recording right now.
Bro.
No, literally,
I said,
like,
where's my hat?
No, I was like, oh, Mom's like, it was on the couch. Like, you didn't put it on. I was like, I thought you just didn't want it. And she's like, no. And then she literally, like, checks the top zipper, and I'm like, well, it's not in
there. It's not in there. I'm like gonna put a picture in here of the full outfit because, bro, I'm so pissed. I had this whole outfit planned out.
Oh, I know.
Even when Mia left, she was like, oh, the hat. Like, that went with the whole
thing. You're like, you know the outfit. And she's like, yeah, no, I've seen it. Like, yeah.
I'm like, bro, this damn hat. So, long story short, I mean, this set, it's like a puffer and these cargo pants. They're from Liberate LA. This top is Skims, and I got my New Balances on.
Love. This is Pretty Little Thing, but these are literally only picture shoes because I almost broke my ankle literally trying them on. Yeah. And I had like a whole thing. I wanted to do a mini skirt and this, and like I wanted to go to the club. No, I realized that was when I was just trying to cosplay as somebody that went to the club. I don't go to the club. I'm literally a quarterly club girl. And it's like when my girls come. So
yeah,
this weekend, that'll be my quarter.
We're going
and
to
when
the
I
club.
Come back, it'll be my quarter. And then when we go to Cali, that'll be my quarter. So I'm good. Like, I got these planned out. I do not like the club. Like,
Q4 is open. Anybody want to take
Q4? All up to y'all. But I mean, but honestly, my club will probably be Camp Flognaw. Like,
facts.
That's honestly, like, that's, I'm so freaking excited. But yeah, I'm not a club girl. I like to be in bed at a certain time. I really don't drink. And usually, like, you need to be inebriated. And sometimes the inebriation I want to do is not fit for the club. So yeah, bro. Yeah. But child, anyways, pretty little thing. I think I got a size 7 or 8, but either way, these are literally like cockroach stompers. So like, they're just not fun to walk in, especially with feet that are like literally, I have flat feet. It's not a fun time. Also, pretty little thing, love these. These really give grown. I love all the pockets. Oh, I love all the pockets. And then this is Shein. Lola got me this. And these are Amazon.
Period.
The last Odin.
Last
Odin, it's really guys. Giving like very bittersweet. Next season, if y'all show up and show out. But honestly, this roll-up that we got going on, like, y'all should have by now showed up and showed out, because it's definitely not one of the first 3 episodes. We're going to do 10 next time. But this time, we were like, we're not going to pay for full 10 because we don't know how y'all going to act.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to do 7. Y'all have seen 7 online, or 6 online, depending. And then 7 in person, 3 online. And yeah, if y'all really show out and show up, and we're going to hit our goals this year.
Always.
Like, we didn't really set anything. I mean, we kind of said stuff, but we didn't set it, like, being very intentional. All this money we got putting in this.
It's set now.
It's real intentional. I can tell you that
in
right
in stone,
now.
Baby.
Medusa. Okay. Good.
So let's go ahead and get into our question of the week.
Yeah, Mom.
What's one celebrity you feel like you'd be really good friends with?
Girl, I still, to this day, I was trying to think, like, you know, my celebrities in my head are podcasters, and this sounds very Dick Rider-ish a little bit, but I will say the person who runs the studio, like, I think even though we are not close in age at all, we probably don't have that much in common, I can become great friends with her. Like, Weezy, the Horrible Decisions, one of the co-hosts, I think we could be really great friends. I love her style. I love everything about her. I love her story. I've been watching them for I don't even know how freaking long.
Yeah.
And honestly, if y'all know, I think I've talked about this. I learned sex from Big Mouth, but I've also learned sex from Horrible Decisions and all the different sectors of sex from Horrible Decisions, as well as Poor Minds and Cocktails. Those are my big 3. Just for understanding the ins and outs, like, people like that? Oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
Like, literally this, there was this one man, he liked to dress up as like a dog. And a cow. And he was like, I want to go on a farm and dress up as a cow and just really be.
Wow. Oh.
Yes. And like people like that. There was a dom who brought her sub. She literally was just sitting. He literally was just sitting.
I didn't even know like sex parties were such a huge thing until I moved out here. And I talked to a girl and she was like, yeah, like I went to this one, like just casual. And the whole group is like, yeah, I went to this one, but I didn't really like that one. Like just talking, not even just sex parties, just full-on, like, full nude parties.
Yeah, like, you have to
show up nude.
Yeah.
And I was like, so what's the process? Do you get nude before you come in? You just take off the coat? Do they have a coat check? Like, how does this work? Because I'm thinking, like, that's a lot of elements.
That's a lot.
And I was like, for these parties, like, does everybody get tested beforehand? Like, just very type A in my brain.
Absolutely.
I'm like, how does this happen?
Yeah, how does this work?
She was like, Facebook groups.
Imagine.
She said, or you just know a friend, it's just word of mouth. And I'm talking about everybody in the room was like, yeah, you know, like, it's just chill. Like, we just go. And they said one couple went in there and, like, they weren't participating. And they made them. They were like, no, you can't just sit here and watch. Like, you need to get to business. And they literally formed a circle around them and, like, made them participate.
Yeah, I was just telling, because the thing is, like, during the pandemic, like, they were talking on Horrible. They were talking about sex parties and stuff. And Mandy, she's like, yeah, like, I was eating booty in the middle of the... Probably on this couch. You probably said it on this couch or that couch.
Bro, yeah. That's crazy.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, it really is very surreal. Like, yeah. A lot of my favorite podcasts record in the studio. And I'm like, if I were to ever see them, like, I'm a homebody. So if I were to ever see them, like, I would be like, oh my gosh. Like, you have changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, you, maybe not some of them, but definitely those top 3 sex podcasts. If I were to meet them, like, either Weezy what is it? Or not Medina. Her co-host. Her co-host, really cool, but Medina isn't my man. But I think sometimes having two my man, sometimes it's like, this is a lot. Like, can we talk about anything else? You know, it's like, yeah. Come on, like, let's get another topic going. Some carrots, monkeys, like, can we talk about anything else?
Crazy.
But yeah, moms, what about you? I mean, we definitely know that number one. But if you guys have been watching, please just guess, okay? I'll let you guys guess. 3, 2, 1.
Guess what? Not mine?
Yeah.
Oh, Drewski. Y'all know that? I love
it. That was not my first one.
Oh. Oh, you were going to say Brent?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to be that man friend.
You got me there. Yeah.
No. Like, friend-wise, Drewski, I feel like you got to have tough skin to be around him because I feel like he would just, like, be on your head all the time. But I feel like I could really dish it back out to him.
He
just makes me giggle. Yeah. I also put Issa Rae and Ari Lennox in that same category. Their sense of humor are like Ari Lennox's lives. I'm like, bro, we would just giggle because I have the same sense of humor as her.
Bro.
And I'm just like, the way she talks, the way she acts, like, I feel like it would be great friends. I think her and Issa would be great friends as well.
Oh, Issa would be great. You know that guy? He's on TikTok and he literally has, like, he reads emails that people send to him.
No.
And I think his name is like Lavelle TV, and he literally is so freaking funny. And he literally would do like covers.
Wait, I think I might know him.
You might. He's like
Raymonte too.
Raymonte.
I love Raymonte.
I just don't know. I think he would just say something so out of pocket. Like, literally, why would you say that?
Lavontel, bro. I feel like I know that man.
He literally just makes everybody giggle. He's literally like, that man don't want you. Like, obviously he don't want you. Like, he is just very straightforward. He's a gay guy. He's so sweet. I think having him on the pod would be a grand time. Oh my gosh, that'd be a grand time.
No, there's a list of people that we want.
There's definitely a list of influencers.
For our own selfish reasons of giggling. But absolutely. Honestly, y'all would like it too.
I would love to giggle. Yeah.
Well, that's a good intro considering we probably won't be doing much giggling in this episode.
We won't be doing much giggling. It's going to be extremely serious, actually.
Realistically, we've been putting off this episode for so long because, for one, friend breakups are really hard to, one, get over.
Yeah.
Honestly, sure. I've been hurt more by friend breakups than actual breakups.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you that right now.
Like, I don't care about that, man. You was my friend. You was my dog.
And I, like, had the stuff, like, we went through, the stuff I told you, like, huh?
And now we're just strangers?
And you just...
Like, we literally used to know everything about each other.
Everything. We used to live together. These are my college roommates.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not really that hidden. Like, if you want to go on my YouTube channel, scroll a little bit. Yeah. You know exactly who I'm talking about. We're not going to use names. Yeah. I think you might use one.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, moms, we can raw dog it. This is the last one.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay.
I mean... So for me, I guess I can talk about, for one, my college friend group and that breakup.
Yeah.
Because that was honestly the main real friend breakup that I've ever had.
Yeah.
Before that, I had a friend breakup in high school, and just really quick about that. That one really don't count. Yeah. But basically, what happened in high school is that my friends, we were like juniors we were sophomores going into junior year, and they wanted to be outside. You know, we 16, we young intern.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, we want to go and like sneak out one time and like go and hang out with these boys, right?
Oh.
And I said, oh wow, well, my family has a ring. I don't know. We're not sneaking out with that alarm going off.
That part.
And I remember that we all went to a concert, which my parents were chaperoning, right?
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, because they were like, we dropping you off and we stay in there and then we leaving.
Period.
So they were dropping us off there, and they had planned that night. It was me, my friend, I'll just say their names because really it's not that deep. Yeah. Anaya and Kylie.
Yeah.
Okay. We were all like three musketeers. If you saw one, you saw the other. We've been best friends since middle school.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not just high
school. So literally we were like, okay, we're besties. You know, we need to experience all these firsts together. The first being sneak out. I had a pit in my stomach the whole concert because I knew they was planning on sneaking out that night. Mm. And the plan was that we were going to go to this concert. It was Alessia Cara. I just love
her. I love Alessia.
And I'm here, bro. Here.
Are you kidding me, bro?
Here.
I really felt like
she hated that party,
corner, bro. Like, yeah.
Someone said she was in that corner just mad.
Oh yeah, I said Alessia.
I had a huge Alessia Cara. That was like an Alessia Cara, Melanie Martinez, I think was opening or something like that.
So we
were planning on going to that concert, right? And the goal was afterwards, we're gonna all go to Anaya's house and sneak out. Now, I didn't pack a to-go bag because I knew my ass was staying home. I said, my parents don't play that. And the difference is that y'all do play that,
yeah,
and you'll be forgiven in a week.
No.
If y'all listen to the other episode with One Direction posters, if you haven't heard that one yet, it's coming soon.
Yeah.
I don't know what order this is.
We don't know what order, yeah.
But, yeah, my parents don't play that. I said, well, I'm not bringing that. My dad, in hindsight, knew something was up because Kylie got into the car at the concert with a to-go bag, like an overnight bag.
Girl.
He said, what y'all playing? In his head, right? Because he grown, he know better. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that, right? Yeah. So we go to Alessia Cara, and the plan was that they were gonna be up with these boys that we thought were really cute. Mm. And, you know, the DMs had been going back and forth, they was just going to link with them, right?
Link?
And I said, oh, I don't know, man. I'm a little nervous, guys.
That part.
So we go to the concert, and I was like, guys, I don't feel good. Like, I just can't go. I can't do this, right? They end up going. They're like, okay, well, we want you to live with us, so we're just going to FaceTime you in. So I just have my phone propped up the whole night on my dresser in my room. Like, good job, guys. You're doing it. Like, I'm just moral support, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we're going out. They end up getting picked up by these boys. The man that picked them up, his mom owned a tats business and literally picked her up in the tats car. It got her face plastered on the side of the car. And I'm like, that's what y'all getting into? Because they got the camera turned. I'm like, whose tats business car is that? They get in. They end up sneaking out. They get back home at like 4 a.m. Anaya's mom is literally upstairs asleep while they're sneaking out. Like, they're not even home alone. They snuck out like while she was upstairs asleep, right? And my dad, I think my dad had either dropped them off or like legally, he was the last adult to see them.
Fact.
Which is going to come into play. Yeah. Because they were like, oh, shoot. Like, you know, if something ever happens, my dad's the last person that saw y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And her mom was asleep all night.
Oh, goodness.
So then, like, I think 2 weeks later, my parents looking up something on the computer, and like, you know, when the whole Apple ecosystem will snitch on you, my parents had been looking at something, and I started getting messages in my group chat with those friends, right? And they were on my laptop. And I don't know if it was my mom or dad, but they instantly clicked it and just like saw the messages. And I think they were first alerted because somebody said the B word, and my mom said, now what is this? And clicked it and scrolled up, and it's literally me being like, good job, guys, you got it. Like, what's going on? And then texting me minute-to-minute updates, like videos of them in the backseat of this man's car. He's driving crazy. Because I think the man that picked them up had to have a driver's license, so he was older. Mm-hmm. So it was either an older brother or an older cousin, and then all the other dudes are in the room.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, God. And my mom was like, Dinesha? I said, not full name.
That part.
No Nasia, no Munchie, what? I was like, and they were like, what happened here? Pissed off, right?
Mm.
Pissed off. And my mom and Anaya's mom were close.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, there's just no way me as a parent, I know that this happened and I know about it and I don't tell her about it.
Mm.
And I said, don't do that.
Please.
Because you're going to make it worse for everybody. I said, realistically, worry about me. I'm the kid that said I'm gonna stay home.
And I did.
And I did.
So?
And I let them do their thing, and we are 16. Yeah. And they were like, yeah, no. Drove over to, called Anaya's mom. Told her. Anaya was pissed. Mad at me. She was like, why didn't you stop your parents? I said, I literally told them, I'm literally begging while they're about to literally talk on her. I'm like, please don't tell her.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, whatever is meant to come out will come out. The truth will come out. If her mom's going to find out, they'll find out.
Yeah.
And Anaya was like, why didn't you lock your messages? I was like, I wasn't thinking this was going to happen, bro.
At all.
This is the first time I've even had an ecosystem.
Facts.
My first, like, I didn't have no laptop before this.
Yeah.
Literally. And Kylie's parents weren't answering, right?
Mm.
My mom was like, no, like, we got to go over there. I said, going over there is way worse. I'm literally begging at them by the door. I'm like, please don't go to her house. Because she lived like a couple neighborhoods down from me. Mm-hmm. They go to her house. They tell her dad. Her dad pissed.
I believe it.
Everybody's parents is pissed, mm-hmm. right? And then I think she had it told. Oh, no. The reason why they went over is because they tried to call and Kylie's sister acted like that was the mom. That's why they went over. Kylie's mm-hmm. sister was like, her sister was only like 2 years older than us.
Oh. Yeah.
And my mom was like, that for sure was not her mother. Cause she was like, oh, we will discipline her. Like, just didn't sell the story at all.
Yeah,
right?
It wasn't mad at all.
Literally. And my mom was like, nah, that heifer lying. That's not her mom. Like, I know that's not her mom. That's mm-hmm. why they went over there. Cause they were like, now you're lying.
Yeah.
So literally after that, like literally it was just terrible. I know they ended up breaking up soon after that as well because they cut me out. They were like, this is you're the reason we got in trouble. And they were like, I don't know why you let this happen. And I was like literally bawling my eyes out because I was like, I didn't want any of this to happen.
At all.
I was like, in fact, I separated myself because I knew my parents, how they are.
They don't play.
If all three of us snuck out, it would have for sure been a thing. But I was like, if I exclude myself, I let y'all have your fun.
Fact.
And I still don't have to get in trouble and you don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
I said, none of this was planned. Like, how was I supposed to know this?
Facts.
I said, I'm literally still on punishment. I didn't even sneak out. I was grounded for months. What? I didn't even sneak out.
I was just guilty by association. Months?
Literally in trouble about this situation. And I was like, bro, you don't understand. Like, I'm literally getting the butt end of it, and I'm losing my two best friends out of this.
Yes, bro.
And literally, they were pissed at me for, like, I don't think we even talked. I think a week after, we had a huge fight on the phone because I was like, guys, like, I promise, like, this is not something I could have controlled. And they were like, well, why didn't you just tell your mom, like, you know, that, you know, this wasn't our fault? And I said, bro, she's literally looking at the messages.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
What, bro?
Literally, junior year was so, so terrible because I was like, I literally don't have my two friends. Anaya's mom had already been like, you need to move to a different school, made her move to a different school. It literally was the most shitty outcome of any friend breakup in high school, having to move schools.
Yeah.
So she was like, no, like, I just don't know what else to do. Like, I have to move schools now. Mm. Kylie's parents were pissed. Kylie's parents are also pissed at her sister now because her sister lied.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this just turned out to be a whole fiasco. Oh, so literally, like, high school breakup was crazy.
Yeah.
Anaya ended up randomly following me on Instagram like 2 months ago.
Oh.
I said, wow, what the hell? Like, we haven't talked. And like, I mean, it's not necessarily like it was like an issue between us. It was really just the fact that our parents and like, the whole sneaking out thing got out. And I was just like, ever since then, bro, I'm like hyper paranoid about my laptop and my phone. I literally like, I will unlink everything. I'm like, unless I'm the only one using it, that's it. Because now I'm like, that whole situation had me so furious, and I was like, I literally am losing my two best friends because of the situation.
That's a lot.
A lot.
That's a whole lot, a whole lot of.
So high school friend breakup, I mean, definitely different than the college one because it wasn't necessarily issues between us.
Yeah.
It was just the fact that we were 16 and dumb and got in trouble with our parents.
Yeah.
But high school one was crazy.
Insane, actually.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
What about you, Mom?
Yeah, so mine, because the Nature has two, I have one. So I had three college roommates that I was friends with. So it was, honestly, we can use names. Yeah. Let me use names. Bryceline, Kayla, and Sam. Sam is now trans, so it'll be Sam. But at the time, he was Sammy. So Bryceline, Kayla, Sam. Me and Bryceline lived on one side. Kayla, Sam lived on the other side. Kayla and Sam were both one of the most, like, the more psycho signs. They were just always in something. Always. They gave very much middle child vibes. Not Aquarius.
Gemini?
No. I once said her birthday was in March. What's March?
Aries?
Yes.
Oh.
Goodness gracious.
Really? I love Aries.
The most insane, like, I think Ayla definitely had ADHD. You know what I'm saying? They were just like, y'all always in something. Like, get your...
Yeah.
Very much like mother child vibes. Like, me and Bryson was the mother. They were the children. Great. We had a grand time. Like, there was one time that, like, we all went to a party and Bryceline couldn't find me. And she was like, she was a writer. Mind you, we were best friends since freshman year of high school.
Mm.
So, and she ended up being a biomedical engineer. And so I was a computer science major. So we are, computer science major. So we ended up rooming together. We found these two random girls, and that was Kayla and Sam. And we had a grand time.
Yeah.
Grand time. Now it was, girl and boy, but at the moment it was just girls. So we're having a grand time. And so because Bryceline was my high school, one of my high school besties, it was just all the high school besties was there. Her besties from elementary school, like, we were just a big group, you know, but at the core it was just us. But a lot of people got the domino effect. You know, one person is like, oh, well, I'm closer to her, da da da. So whatever. So we're good. We're going on girls trips down to U of A because that's where some of our other friends lived. It was a grand time. And what is it? So we were like, oh my gosh, for spring break, let's go to Mexico.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I want to say this was either before Miami or after, but I was like, okay, like, Mexico is spring break. You see what I'm saying? Okay. We did one girl trip before. So I was like, we can definitely make this shake. So Natasha was also supposed to be coming. But during the time we were supposed to be like figuring everything, like whatever, lack of communication was definitely the downfall of our friendship breakup. But basically, at the time, it was like me and Natasha, and then Bryslyn, Elena, Kayla. I don't know if Sammy at the time was going, but we were like, okay, we're all gonna go. It's gonna be a grand time. Oh, and it was this little girl, this other girl. I forgot, but I loved her voice. She just had a very sweet little like gumdrop voice, just like a very fairy type of. I gave her a nickname that was. I be getting everybody nicknames, but yeah. Anyway, so we were all gonna go. And I'm thinking, you know, we gonna do parasailing. We gonna be da 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 da. And they're like, what is it? I'm talking to somebody. I was talking to Elena, and I was like, yeah, I got plans for us to go parasailing. I got plans for us to do stuff in the water. And Elena was like, oh, that's weird. Like Bryslyn, like didn't, you know? And I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, okay, whatever. I didn't think much of it. And then I was like, oh, Bryslyn, like, I want to go parasailing. Like, I want to go out to dinner. I want to go out to brunch. Like, of course, it's Mexico. Like, you could do that, you know? Yeah. And I was like, of course, like, be back before sundown. But whatever, because we're all just girls. We don't got no chaperones, of course. But this is senior year.
Yeah.
Junior year. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm like, oh, like, this is all I want to do. And she's like, oh, well, because I think her dad or her dad's friend had like a timeshare, or like they were gonna let us use their house. All they wanted to do was sit and read on the beach, and I was like, I was like, I can do that. I was like, at that point, I was my only friend paying for all my stuff. I'm talking my own apartment, like all my college stuff. Like I did not have any help from anybody, and so I was like, I'm not paying all this money to do something that I can do at home, and they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, like they were like, and we're not gonna go out to eat anywhere. We're gonna eat every, like, I was like, they were like, yeah, we should all pitch in $60 for food. Mind you, there were 6 or 7 girls going. I said, that literally makes no sense. I was literally getting so irritated, because if we're gonna do it, let's do it. Like, I get Mexico, dangerous place, but I was like, you know what? If it's that dangerous, I don't need to go.
Thank you. If it's that dangerous to where we need to buy groceries and be cooking inside like we do at our own apartment, we don't need to go. That's not a vacation.
That's not, I was like, I did not buy all the, mind you, I'm thinking we parasailing, you know, we whatever. I didn't buy all these freaking outfits
to be in the Airbnb, in the timeshare.
To timeshare, just sitting reading. At that point, I wasn't a reader. So I'm like, so they were like, oh, like you don't want to go. And I was like, and I would like you to send me my money. Send my money back. I don't really know how this affects anybody else, but this was not communicated to me. And at this time, Natasha wasn't answering my phone. I'm sitting here like, why is Natasha not answering my phone? Little did I know, obviously she couldn't tell me. She was like, to be AKA, like that she was in that process. And I'm literally like, Natasha, please answer me. And she's not. And I'm like, why is my friend not answering me? Like, I just can't do this. Like, and they're like, and Natasha's flaky. And I'm like, well, I said, I'm trying to get to her.
Bigger fish to fry, I'm baby. I get it.
I'm trying to get to her, y'all. She's just not texting me. I don't know what's going on. So whatever. Me and Natasha just end up going. She's like, we do a very type P last minute trip to go. And type P is in honor of our friend Paul. I'm forgetting we're getting new listeners. Yeah. It's like a lot of lore. But start from season 1. If you don't, you're gonna have to get me confused. Hopefully not. Anyways, so me and Natasha do a very type P trip. That was a whole bunch of shenanigans, honestly, but we book like a very like cheap hotel, but it's decent, and we have a trip, and we just feel grown. Like, we're like, we did this ourselves. Like, we actually got it out to group chat, and even though it was literally a week before, because she had just like crossed, like it was a whole thing. But I'm like, I need to spend this money on something. Yeah. I need a spring break. And we did it, and it was so great. And the thing is, when we got back, like, I was just like, okay, like, you saw my outfits, I'm lit. But also, I've lost all my friends, because also during around that time, like, they had one get together, and I was like, that was kind of weird that you guys didn't invite me. And she's like, oh my gosh, I literally just forgot. And I was like, oh, all good. No bad intentions. I'm not thinking any bad intentions. Yeah. But then they had a Friendsgiving and didn't invite me again. And I was just like, I'm not going to bring it up again.
Yeah.
Like, that just felt like a dig. Like, that first time I didn't take it to heart, but now I'm like, that was actually extremely weird. And, you know, to this day, like, we just stopped talking. We just, like, there was no closure. I think that was the hardest part, because a few weeks, because it was very fresh. I'm driving. And, you know, I didn't really think much of it, but I was like, you know what? I don't think we're friends anymore. I think we had different opinions on what a vacation was. And because we didn't communicate it, and I was like, I don't care. I really don't care. All right, here. Okay, we're not friends. And literally, I'm driving. I think I'm driving home. And I see two of the girls, Bryce and another girl, walking across the street. I'm like, okay, like, maybe we're not as close as friends, but, like, I still want to say hi. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, hi. They look me dead in my face in my car and look away and cross the street. To this day, like, I'm literally calling Lola, and I'm like, and they looked at me. And, like, you know, just, like, just the, yeah, you know, the friendship breakup cry. Just, like, oh, my gosh, like, they really hate me, and I don't know what I did. Like, I didn't do anything. And he's like, I do not trust you being at home by yourself. You need to drive to my house. So I drive like 25 minutes to his house, and I don't have a great memory, but I remember this like it was yesterday. I'm literally curled up in his arms, like just sobbing. Aww. Like literally, like I don't know what I did, and like I was with all my friends, and I just lost my entire friend group.
Yeah,
because everybody at the end of the day, Bryson really was the head that like linked all of us together for real, and we all had our individual, but like at the end of the day, like they knew Bryson the longest. And I was just like, dang, like we were planning on getting matching tattoos. Like
that's the worst part about friendship breakups is like you plan for that to be your forever friend, and then literally overnight
for them to look at me like that. And it was just like, dang, like I don't know what I did. Like, and I think it was like I asked for my money back, and I was like, also Natasha would like her money back too. Mm. Like, give us our money. Like, your lack of communication shouldn't make me have to pay for your trip. Like, I know y'all got it. I know what y'all daddy do. I know what y'all mama do. Like, so to this day, I feel like that was junior year, and it hurts less and less. I think now if I were to see them, I'd be like, all right, well, cool. You know, I think I checked up on their LinkedIn, like, okay, they got a job, you know, like, okay, cool, you know, they, like, and the thing is, also around that time, like, they were engineers, and they we would always, like, laugh at business majors, like, that was the engineering culture, and when I just couldn't do it anymore, I was like, oh my gosh, like, what do you guys think of me, like, going over just, like, being a business major, and they were just like, that would be insane, and I was like, oh, yeah, and so when I finally did it, I definitely know they were talking about me. Like, oh, you know, she went over to business school. She couldn't take it, da da da. Mind you, like, one out of the two that was biomedical engineering was definitely failing. A few of them. And it's rough. Engineering is rough. I get it. But it was just like, I had to do what's best for me. And it was like, my friends don't even feel like it's right. Mm. They're not my friend if they're not supporting me in any and everything I do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all in all, like, I definitely, and I after that, it was kind of like I need more Black friends.
I told her when we was talking, I said, I never liked those little white girls. They was always mean and rude. Why are we friends with them?
What?
I was like, bro, like, I don't like them.
They wasn't always mean and rude. We had good
But time. The only things I knew was them being mean and rude.
When I would talk about them, yeah.
I was like, I don't like them. And mind you, the added layer to this is that her and Natasha are the only Black girls in the group.
There was one more, but
I was just like, she was a toss-up. It was just like, no, like, why are they treating you guys specifically like that? Like, I just didn't like what I needed.
Yeah, they would treat Natasha like that too.
Yeah.
And I thought it was weird, but I didn't think much of it. And then when we were kind of talking, we were like, yeah, well, we need more Black friends. And I honestly, this is literally the most ethnic friend group I've ever had in my entire life. Like, all my friends, the only white one, and she's not even really white, is Bisa. Mm-hmm. I call her my Mexican friend. She said, girl, I'm not Mexican. I said, yes, you are. No, yes, you are. Just we made tamales for Christmas. Come on. But Miles, what?
Crazy. Literally nuts. Like,
what's your last friend breakup, Mom? Because it get real rocky for real.
It get real rocky. Okay, yeah. So this one is the big one. So, like, high school, I mean, realistically, really wasn't nothing crazy.
Yeah.
It was just sneaking out.
Yeah.
But with college, so the way I want to kind of describe this friend group is kind of like, if you watch Insecure, it was like me, I was Issa.
Mm-hmm.
I was friends with my closest friend, let's call that Molly, okay? And then we got Kelly and Tiffany.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that was kind of the dynamic of the group. It was like, two were closer and two were closer, which honestly I liked because I was like, I love a good duo. And you know, I love even numbers. So I was like, this works out, right? Okay. So I first met Molly first.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up introducing me to Tiffany and Kelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all together, like when we first met, this was freshman year of college. It was very, very smooth. Like they were my first friends, like friend group really that I had in college. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I like to say that I realize you have those orientation week friends that you meet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not your friends once you find your real friends.
Okay.
But since I went to UNLV, UNLV is a commuter school. You're not really on campus. So it's like you're only seeing those people once every blue moon. So it's like my orientation friends just never went away. Like those were my orientation friends, realistically. Because it's like we just spent our first couple weeks of just being like college students together.
Yeah.
And obviously there was a lot of red flags in the friendship that I completely missed. Not until it ended where I was like, oh, wow, that was crazy. It was a little weird in that situation.
Yeah.
So to kind of start off, I'll just kind of talk about when things started going bad. So Molly, since she was kind of the originator of the group, I feel like that's where a lot of the issues started as far as our friendship dynamic. Because for me, I realize now as an adult, I can't do three people friendships. Mm-hmm. Throttles never work.
Yeah.
Literally never work. There's always going to be two that are closest.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a three-person friendship, maybe it does work for y'all, but eventually there's going to be two that come out on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Which is really, really sad. But I was just like, okay, I know I'm closest with Molly. That's my girl down, you know, but I'm still close to the other two.
Yeah.
As time went on and we all started hanging out and stuff, I realized, wow, I'm actually, like, I have a lot more in common with Kelly than I did Molly. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, like, you know, that's good to know. Like, so we all start hanging out, doing group things. Mm-hmm. There gets to a point where Kelly and Tiffany are now like, oh, like, Denasia, you come over. And I'd be like, well, what about Molly? And they'd be like, no, just you. And I'd be like, no, it's okay. Like, you know, trying to make sure that we're all a group. Because one thing about me, I hate people feeling not included.
Oh, yeah.
I will really go out of my way to make sure someone feels included. Because I know what that feels like. If you being in a group and everyone's talking and you say something and they don't listen to you.
Oh, that.
That's the worst feeling.
If somebody notices it and doesn't point it out.
Like, if I notice it, I'd be like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
Like, I'm that type of friend. So mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not about to leave Molly out. Like, yeah. You know, that's a little crazy. Mm-hmm. So things started hitting the fan when we went to Day in Vegas together, okay?
Oh.
Festivals, bro. Festivals, bro. Don't go to a festival with your friend, bro. That's end of story. Like, Miami and festivals, it's not it.
Okay.
So you were planning to go to Day in Vegas together. And I remember that I had a test, like, right that day, because it started on a Friday, and I had a test that day. The same class that the Italy story was.
Mm, okay.
Okay? So I had a test that day, and I was really stressed about it, and I was like, oh, I just need to lock in, and I need to do this test. And I told Molly, like, okay, we can plan out when we're going to drive over together and all that. Just give me time, right? And I remember that Tiffany had called me that night as I'm studying, and I answered her FaceTime. I was like, hey, girl, like, I'm busy. Let me just call you later, right? I wake up the next morning, and mind you, I'm pretty sure I slept in a little bit because I was literally so exhausted. So Molly was like, girl, what's going on? Like, I need to know when to come, da da da. And I was like, just go ahead. I don't want to make you late. I'll just meet you there. We could park in the same parking garage, yada, yada, yada. I called Tiffany, and I'm talking to her and Kelly, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? Are y'all good? And they're like, we're about to head over. Great. I get to the festival. We're all parked, like, in a row. Mm-hmm. This is very important. We're all parked in a row, okay? I get there, and I'm like, Molly hasn't really said hi to me or, like, anything at all. Like, she's being very passive-aggressive. Hmm. And I realized very quickly that I cannot do passive-aggressive friendships.
Very straightforward.
Bro, like, I just need you to tell me what's going on. Like, yeah. I don't really know what's happening, right? Yeah. So I was like, what's wrong? And Tiffany and Kelly were like, yeah, I think Molly's upset because when she noticed that you didn't say anything last night and then she talked to Tiffany or, like, whoever I talked to that day, she was like, yeah, like, you know, I FaceTimed her last night and she answered. So it made it seem like I was avoiding Molly and I answered her FaceTime call. But she didn't provide context of me telling her, hey, girl, I got a test in the morning. Like, yeah. I need a minute to just get this together. So she didn't tell her that. So now Molly thinks that I'm just answering other FaceTime calls, not texting her back. And I'm like, bro, what's going on? Like, yeah. I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. So we split off into groups at the festival because I wanted to see Miguel and so did Kelly. So I'm like, okay, girl, let's go see Miguel. And they went to go see Summer Walker, yeah. Right? We come back at the end of the night and I'm like, where's Molly? And she's like, oh, well, we split up because she went to go see somebody else. And I said, who does she go with? She's like, oh, well, her cousin showed up. And I was like, so she's just off by herself? And where have you been? You've been by yourself, too. That's what's going on? We're supposed to stay in groups, right? Yeah. So I'm just like, what's happening?
Yeah.
We ended up not getting a hold of Molly the entire night.
Oh.
And I was like, well, where'd she go?
Yeah.
So I'm like, guys, well, I mean, I have a car. I mean, I don't know. She was literally like, they ended up riding together. She went to go get them. That was their ride back home.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, so what about everybody else's car? They're like, oh, well, this person's taking that car. That person's taking that car. Molly's supposed to drive us home. So I was like, oh, well, that means I now got to drive you home because where's Molly?
Yeah.
We get back from walking through the entire festival. We get back into the parking garage. Why do we see Molly literally pulling off? Like this is us walking down the parking garage. Molly's coming towards us. And I'm just like, And we're all standing in the headlights, deer in the headlights, like, what are you doing?
Like, actually.
And she was, like, shocked to see us. And I'm like, girl, what, we all parked next to each other. Yeah, what the hell? So I'm just like, go to the window. What's going on?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, well, I couldn't find you guys. And I was like, girl, we deadass been calling you. Why my phone died? And her cousin just sitting in the seat, like, looking at us crazy. And I was like, what? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So I texted her later that night, and I was like, hey, like, I just dropped your buddy off. What's going on? Are you okay? Like, yeah. What happened? She sent me this long paragraph about how she felt offended about the whole FaceTime thing and how she's mad. Brother. Bro, just a whole thing. And I was like, oh, my God. She was mad that her and the other girl split up during Summer Walker. She said we should have all stuck together. And I said, but you went off with your cousin, though. Yeah. So, like, literally a whole shit show, right?
Yeah.
I should have known right then and there the friendship was not going to work, okay? That part. So, for, I would say, like, a good 8 months, it's, like, a continued, like, okay, we're all hanging out. We're still calling each other best friends. Like, we named ourselves. And I have a thing, like, if we name ourselves in a group, it doesn't work, bro. Why are we naming ourselves? Like, I'm not naming no group. We're friends. Yeah. We don't got to put a title on it. We don't got to call ourselves this, posse. We don't got to do that.
Yeah.
Like, we're friends, because I realize that literally is, like, a detriment to the friendship if we start naming ourselves. Because
yeah.
Now we've established ourselves as this clique. Now, two people aren't allowed to get close. This is a group thing.
Yeah.
So even with me noticing, oh, me and Kelly, we're both going to be accounting majors. We're both going to be doing the same thing in business. I was like, okay, like, you know, we have more in common.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that, oh, now I have to ice anybody out. I was like, I'm always going to be friends with all of you, right?
Yeah.
That's my perspective, at least. Mm-hmm. So shit really hits the fan, because one night, this is when things get weird, okay? Because I will say, Tiffany ended up being the weird one.
Yep.
Tiffany ended up being very weird. But at this point, she was kind of like dabbling in different drugs, hard drugs at that.
Mm.
And she was like, me and Kelly are going to do acid tonight. I said, oh.
Okay.
This is a pattern of my friends just telling me they're doing crazy shit that night. And me being like, well, be safe, have fun. Like, yeah. I'm not doing that.
No.
So they were like, yeah, we're doing acid tonight. Like, we're so excited, da da da. And I was like, okay, be safe. Like, vlog it. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I really was like, okay.
Yeah.
So they're FaceTiming me, and they take it. And then later that night, like, I'd say, like, 30 minutes to an hour later, Tiffany's calling me, and she's like, Danasia, like, we need your help. Like, Kelly's losing it. Like, she had a really bad trip, and she literally is losing it. This is COVID. She's like, she's literally losing it. I don't know if I can take her to the hospital. Her parents are going to be so mad.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hospital bill. Like, just freaking out, right? Yeah. To the point where they're like, I know your mom's a nurse. Can you just talk to her about what to do?
Mm.
I was like, I'm thinking about high school. Yeah. Like, that's not a good idea, guys.
I promise you guys it's not
that's
a good
not
idea.
A good idea. I was like, that's not a good idea. But I was like, I felt really bad. And I was like, oh, like, I can try to help. Like, what can I do, you know? So I asked my mom. And she was like, well, I mean, you're not the one taking it. So, you know, I'm just happy about that.
Yeah.
At this point, we really mellowed out.
Love.
She was like, okay, well, I mean, just tell her that she needs to drink water. She probably needs to go into the hospital to make sure that nothing's, like, affecting her system.
Like, laced, like, or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you don't know how she can react to these things. And I was just like, okay. So I called Molly, because I'm like, this is a group ordeal, you know? And at this point, Tiffany's going out in the street. Like, she is losing it. She is, like, having a terrible trip, right? Yeah. She's, like, in the street freaking out.
Yeah.
I call Molly. I'm like, girl, like, I'm kind of nervous. I feel really bad for her. Like, I don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
And Molly's like, yeah, I'm not. Like, I got work in the morning. I don't really care. And I was like, work in the morning?
I was like, people's lives online.
I was like, she was like, well, that's their decision. They did it. Like, that's on them. And I was like, I get that. But also, like, you don't have any sympathy for your friend. I'm thinking, these are people, like, we'd be in the chat all day talking. Giggling, we call each other best friends. Like, I just feel like, even though you can say they need to be responsible and have accountability, that doesn't mean you just be so cold about it, right?
That part.
And realistically, know how your friends react when you're going, especially in a hospital situation, like your health, because a couple months before that, the same girl was in the hospital because she found out that she had diabetes, and not the type two, the
type one,
the harder one.
I'm not sure, the rough one. Yeah,
there's one that's easier to deal with than others, like to the point where she was passing out and didn't know why. She was hospitalized, and we were like, oh, she's been like ghost for 2 to 3 days. What happened to her?
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, like, let's text her. And she was like, sent a message to all of us in a chat, was like, hey guys, I'm sorry, I've been MIA. Like, I've been having health problems. Like, I'm now hospitalized. I found out I have all these things going on with me. Like, it's been really rough. Like, if you guys want to come visit me in the hospital, like, let me know, because I'm just here by myself.
Yeah.
Right? Purple Heart. I literally explicitly remember her saying that, Purple Heart. And I remember Molly calling me and being like, yeah, I don't know who invites somebody to come visit them in the hospital. Like, what is that?
Oh, I didn't know that, bro.
Yeah.
She was insane.
And I was just like, huh?
Why would she say it? She had no sympathy.
No sympathy. I was like, bro, either you hate her.
That's the only thing it's giving.
I was just like, why would you say that? I was like, she's literally going through something and like she's in the hospital alone. I think I was me and the other girl were the only two people that went to go visit her.
I believe it.
Well, I mean, her other friends did. Yeah, but out of our posse,
yeah.
Molly never went to go visit her in the hospital. And she was there for several days. She was like, oh, is she going to come? I think she said the same thing. She was like, no, I got to work.
I know what job she was working at the time.
Bro, she was folding clothes. You was not saving lives.
Golden athleisure. No.
Bro, come on. Sports bra.
Come on now.
It was really, really sad. And I should have known then realistically that that wasn't a good friend.
Yeah.
But when this whole acid thing happened, it was a lot. And I remember I went to sleep. I made sure she was good. They went to the hospital. Her mom and dad ended up coming to get her from the hospital. So that was a thing. But when we woke up in the morning, I noticed that I was blocked from not her, but the other girl. I was blocked by Tiffany.
Oh, the third one.
Not the hospital, not Molly. I was blocked by Tiffany, the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, blocked? What did I do? I said, I literally just was up all night with my mom trying to figure out how to get this girl out of a bad trip.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on? And she was like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like the way Molly was reacting on the phone and like, you know, like, I know you guys are closer. Like, I just feel like you're being very judgmental. I was like, I'm not being judgmental at all. I said I wouldn't do it, but that doesn't mean I'm not here to support you.
That part.
I literally told y'all to vlog it. I said, have fun.
I told my mom about this.
I said, I was going to go to the hospital. Yeah. She was like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, the only reason I didn't is because it was COVID. They wouldn't have let us in.
Yeah.
And I said, girl, like, what are you talking about? She was like, I don't know. Like, it's just a lot happening. And I feel like you're not showing enough sympathy for her. And I was like, I'm not?
What?
I said, Molly's over here. No, she blocked me and Molly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I feel like I'm getting guilty by association right now because I'm the one telling Molly she needs to be more compassionate about this, right? Yeah. So we end up having a conversation, and it ends up being a huge blow-up fight. Molly sends this nasty message to both of them, like, F you, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Like that's why, da-da-da-da, that's why this, da-da-da-da, like, just listing out their business. Like,
whoa.
airing things out, right? And at this point, I call Molly, and I'm like, girl, like, this is a lot happening. And she's like, yeah, that's why I never liked them bees. Like, F them. Yeah, that's why they this. We look better than them.
Whoa!
Yes. It became very nasty. She was like, honestly, she just said, it should have just been you and me to begin with. Like, we're the bad and bougie ones. I said, someone saying bad and bougie like that, in not ironically, life? Like, meant it in a serious conversation. Cringy and weird.
Yeah.
She was like, we're bad and bougie. I said, bro, this we in Amigos music video. This is real life. Shawty, what are we doing?
Mom, I did not know any of this. Mind you, we were close during this time. I knew bits and pieces.
Yeah.
But I, what?
No. She literally was like, we, like, brought it very, very, like, materialistic, like, looks-based.
Yeah, I see
we
that.
We look better than them. We that. This and them. Like, but we don't need them. And I was like, mind you, we just been best friends this whole time we've been in college.
Yeah.
This is up to 2 years. I was like, why are we acting like this towards girls that you act like we don't know them?
Yeah.
And I was like, if you've had this animosity for this long,
girl.
That's what made me question things. Because I was like, if you've hated them for this long, that means girl. You don't like me either. Probably. And she was like, well, I mean, you know, they've always tried to been clicky. And I was like, listen, like, I don't know where you're getting this from, but just know, even though they were acting like that, I'm the one making sure you're invited as well.
Yeah.
I said, so don't try to direct any of this negativity towards me. Because she was like, I don't understand why you're trying to side with him. I said, I'm not trying to side with him. I'm just trying to make you see rationally that we were all a friend group.
Yeah.
And you turned like a snake the second that things went bad.
Huge
like,
facts.
Not even willing to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I feel like you're siding with him. I said, it's not about sides, bro. I just realized everyone is losing their minds. And I'm trying to be the level-headed one here and actually, like, mediate the situation. Because it shouldn't end over a night with acid.
At all. Crazy, but not
crazy. It is crazy circumstances, but I was like, there's no reason that should ever happen
at all.
So it was literally so insane. And literally to this day, Tiffany, the one that was on acid, they ended up branching off and being their own friend group.
Okay.
Me and Molly ended up like staying friends. That didn't last long. Tell you right now, that did not last long at all, because the same animosity she had towards them became towards me and even greater after that. Because I was like, if you can be so quick to bring in someone's look, like, attacks things that are not their character, for one.
Yeah.
Bring in their looks, bring in, oh, I feel like we're prettier than them, and start doing that. It just shows that you're always in competition.
Yeah.
And I noticed very quickly the same reason you don't like them is why you're going to not like me, because you feel like we're in competition with each other.
Mm.
And the things that came up and the things that you say, I can see that you don't like me, but you also know that we're alike, and you're like, oh, but like, I can't get rid of this friendship.
Yeah.
And I said, we're not doing that, bro. I'm not dealing with anybody that I feel like I have to be in competition with.
Yeah.
We're the same age. We're in the same circumstance. Why literally. Are we competing?
Yeah.
We're literally the same. Like, we had a lot in common, surface level. Yeah. But once I thought about it, I was like, realistically, character-wise, clearly we are raised very different. Yeah. And we had very different ideologies on what friendship looks like. And another thing, when I found out that I got the job here.
I was just about to say, I was like, please bring that
bro,
up.
Bro, this is when I knew that shit was really weird because I got the job here. I found out I got the job at L'Oreal. And I found out that was a year before I started my role. So this was September 2021.
Yeah.
And I told her. And I think I texted it to her. I was like, oh, like, I got really good news. And I just texted it to her, right? And then I remember that her family had, like, a family party not soon after. And I went over to that family party. And I'm talking to her. She'd already told her mom. I'm talking to her mom, her, and I think her grandma was part of the conversation, too. And I would just talk about, oh, like, you know, like, I had good news. Like, I got the job in L'Oreal, moving to New York, like, just very excited. And they were like, oh, are you sure you want to do that? Like, why do you want to leave? Like, I don't really think that's a good idea. Like, you have everything you need here. And Molly was like, yeah, like, for me, like, why would you want to leave? Like, we don't pay rent here. We're just living with our parents. We can just stay here. We're comfortable. Like, why do you want to leave? Why are you leaving? And I was just like, out of everyone that I've told this, everyone else has been like, okay, New York is a little scary, but you got it. Like, yeah. You know, this will be a new experience. Mm-hmm. That was the only friend that I told that had a negative response towards me and was like trying to hold me back from doing it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's not what I needed from you. And also, why would you say that?
Yeah.
I was like, why are you putting doubt into my plans when I literally just found this out last week.
Facts. You're supposed to be my best friend.
You're supposed to be my best friend. And you're like, I don't know about that. I said, nasty attitude. Gotta go, bro.
Yeah.
But I will say, at the end of it, we did have a huge friend breakup and it was crazy. And after a year later, I saw her at a boat party and she tried to act like everything was fine.
Oh, she was with her man.
Yes. And she was like, hey, girl, what's up? Da-da-da. And I just looked at her because I said, time passing is not an apology.
At all. I can tell you that right now. Even an apology wouldn't have done nothing.
And it was very fake.
Yeah.
And we talked about towards our friendship ending, we're like, I just told her, I was like, realistically, I'm not gonna lie, I had more fun when we were all a group and it wasn't animosity.
Yeah.
And I was like, realistically, I also don't like the fact that I'm now seeing your true colors. I can't look at you the same.
Oh, at all.
Like, you are being very nasty towards girls that we used to call best friends for 2 years. And when I say, hey, maybe we should like think about this rationally, I'm the bad guy and I'm taking sides now.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Nah.
We're not doing all. That.
Yeah.
But I will say, the craziest plot twist out of all of this is that the girl Tiffany, is that what I've been calling her? Not the one that was in the hospital.
Yeah.
The one that was the other friend that initiated the acid. Mm-hmm. She turned out to literally be so crazy. I have friends that have a restraining order against her to this day.
Yeah.
She, right towards the end of our friendship, she started doing some weird things. She started getting on this side of TikTok that was about witchcraft. And I said, I don't like that. I don't play with demons. Okay. And she was like, yeah, girl, like, you know, I've been looking outside my window and I think my ancestors coming to me in bird form and talking to me. And at this point, I really am a trooper of a friend. Cause I was like, well, girl, what they saying? Like, you know, I'm like, okay, like slightly scared, but yeah. I'm like, okay, like, well, what are they saying?
Yeah.
She's like, I just feel like I'm getting these messages from my ancestors. She started going around and cold calling people, being like, my ancestors are telling me you have bad intentions toward me. You need to get out of my life. Like, literally putting curses on these people. She sent me, bro, if I can find these messages, she sent me a string of Instagram message DMs one day.
Oh, I remember
like,
that.
Like, F you, you B, you're ugly and dumb, and da da da. And just like, she's like, go cry with your little Delta friends. I specifically remember that line because I just crossed. I was like, bro, you bring a 1913 in this? Now I'm really about to be pissed because you're not bringing my sorority into this. Like, she was literally, like, sent me a string of just, like, hate messages.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I the only one that got this? I messaged my friend Sam. Literally to this day, I get chills thinking about this. She texted Sam. Sam's father passed away. She texted Sam on her dad's birthday and said, yo, daddy said hi.
Why would you say that?
Now, mind you, she already talking to spirits. Why would you say something like that? Like, literally. She literally was just so just disgusting and sent her a string of hate messages. Found out that it wasn't just her. Sam posted on Instagram, do y'all know where this girl lives? Because we were on a mission. She got kicked out of her mom's house.
Whoa.
Like, her whole family cut her off, I'm pretty sure. Like, literally to this day, don't know where this girl is. Mm. Her whole family, she doesn't live wherever she was living before. Otherwise, I would have been at that apartment because, bro, you pissed me off bad. Yeah. To this day, I'm not a fighter. If I saw her,
Fight Night vibes by Migos.
left, right. Like, are you kidding me?
Hit him with a left.
Okay. Hit him with a right. I'm not. Yeah.
Like, fine. Nice.
Like, that's duh. Like, that's the only Migos song I need to be singing. Not Bad and Bougie. Bro, that shit pissed me off so bad. But anyway, yeah, no, she ended up being insane to the point where, like, people were getting restraining orders. I even reached out to old girl because she sent me a message in the midst of all this and was like, Danasia, I just want to apologize because I kind of went with what Kelly was saying. Yeah. And she was like, she was the main instigator being like, we need to cut those bees off. And she was like, she's like, I really doubted you. You had a good character and I'm sorry. Like, yeah. Honestly, I had a good friend and I really messed it up because I was just like following the leader.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm really sorry. And I was like, I appreciate the apology. And of course, like, we've been through a lot. I've been at the hospital with her.
Facts, yeah.
And I was like, the fact that you were just like so quick to be like, dude, that's it,
yeah,
was really hurtful. And I said, even though you apologize, I can't really forgive what happened either. Yeah. So we ended up not being friends after that. But I did appreciate her apology. And honestly, to this day, I think she's the only level-headed one.
That part.
But yeah, no, I talked to her when this happened because I was like, listen, like, I'm kind of scared. Like, mm-hmm. This girl's showing up at people's houses. Mm-hmm. Another girl we know, she was in her lawn. Yes. Her family saw her on the Ring camera just standing there. She was talking to them ancestors and things got real dark real quick. I said, because you wasn't talking to ancestors. You was talking to demons.
Actually, I mean, and that might be one of the same.
Literal demons.
Well.
I said, I don't know where you come from, but I don't play that. She was insane. So, yeah, I know multiple friends have a restraining order against her. She was on Twitter talking about some girl's toes. Like, she sent her. She literally sent her a string of DMs and was like, that's why you got ugly feet, you ugly bee. Like, it was nuts. So I say it to say, trust your instincts. If you feel like your friend's like, oh, that was a little, that was out of character for you. Or you just feel like, oh, like, I would never, I never say nothing like that. Or they start talking about seeing birds in a window, bro, run.
Literally run. And I will say, like, I will say sometimes it's hard to even, like, maybe initiate a friend breakup or even bring up something that might initiate a friend breakup. Because, you know, if you break up with this. All your other friends.
And it was a domino effect. So
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's taken some years, but I've acquired some really solid other people that I can truly call my friends, and they invite me to places. I don't have to ask them to invite me. All the stuff that I was missing from that white friend group, I got it from my black friends. So this is to all my PWI girlies. You gotta get some black friends.
But if you do get them, be careful.
Yeah, because
No, this is an all black friend group. And I was just like, I didn't think I would have this with y'all, bro. And my mom did Crazy Girl's hair. She was like, I feel like I shouldn't even have my hand in that heifer's head. I said, I agree, bro, because she literally turned out to be insane. Yeah. My dad thought he saw her in Smith's. And he was like, I can't know. I don't know if that was your friend. And I said, Dad, we've been looking for this girl for years.
Probably.
It probably was her. She was having an affair with a married woman.
I didn't know she was LG.
Didn't know either.
What?
Yeah. I said, wow. This all came out in the midst. Yeah. I was just like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all.
It was a lot. Yeah. But I mean, also, I mean, we understand how you feel if you're going through a friend breakup. I feel like it's a very difficult pain to get through and not a lot of people talk about it. Yeah. And also the embarrassment of going through a friend group breakup and being like, I don't have any more friends.
And potentially seeing that, especially on the college campus. Oh, I'm so glad we were on opposite ends of, it was engineering and then you had to walk and then it was business. But honestly, going back on campus after the pandemic, I was like, okay, what if I see them? It's like, so what would scary. I do? Like,
yeah. And it's like, especially if you guys had intertwined groups, it's like, you just start feeling really nervous. And it's also like, I was just so like, oh, I don't want to have different girls at my birthday dinner every year. So embarrassing. Like, why can't y'all act right? I'm really trying here.
You guys aren't letting me.
Like, literally, I was like talking to my mom. I was like, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, that birthday
dinner. She was like, realistically, Danasia, like, the people that I meant for you will come. Yeah. And she was right.
And they were right, yeah. It just took some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got them. But y'all, thank you guys so much for watching.
This was a crazy episode.
This is insane.
This is a tell-all. You know, we're so nervous about this. Yeah. There's still some things that I literally can't tell because it would be a domino effect today.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, a little bit of bits and pieces kind of gave it away if they were the girls, but like, you really wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't give y'all the names, but I mean, it's not like I don't have a YouTube channel. You see what I'm saying?
No, y'all can go back and watch it.
Y'all can go back and watch it. We had some grand times, but slowly but surely, it got more black on that channel.
It got a lot.
But you guys, thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you guys next week. Yeah, next week. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Bye. T, can we do like one 30-second clip? We just need to do like a Patreon mid-roll.
Okay. What do you? I mean, saying this?
Huh? Oh, girl.
Did they give us something?
No. I was just gonna say. I was just gonna say what I put in the Google Docs, just all the stuff. Like, hey guys, make sure you guys hope you guys are enjoying the episode.
Oh, like a reminder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just start, and then maybe you can just do what the, what is it? We're doing itineraries, vlogs,
behind the scenes.
Yeah, all you. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're good. See. Hey everyone, I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. I hope you guys got a good kiki or at least a giggle or something like
that.
Okay. But we're here to remind you guys to subscribe to the Patreon. It's a fun time over there. And honestly, if you've ever gotten advice or even a giggle and this episode counts, subscribe to the Patreon to support us because we are trying to break even this year, moms. What can they expect from the Patreon?
Y'all, you guys can get a lot of stuff out of Patreon. You can get a Truth or Drink episode, behind the scenes. You can get a whole list of other things that we have coming soon, as well as just exclusive content that you won't get for free.
Yeah.
And questions that you guys have submitted to our free suggestion bots will be answered first on the Patreon.
Yeah.
So please take advantage. And if you're a Patreon user and you have any questions, make sure to put that in your actual question that you submit to us.
Absolutely.
That we put your question priority as the first. So. Yeah. We look forward to seeing you guys over there.
Yes. Love you all. Bye.